Workers from three Heinz factories around Australia are enduring 57 varieties of disappointment today after the food multinational axed more than 300 jobs. Heinz says it was a difficult decision, but it's just about staying competitive on the world stage. The job losses are part of a global 1,000 job cut by Heinz. The impact will hit hard in small towns that have depended on the company's presence. Mary Geerin reports.
The decision from Heinz took governments, state and federal, by surprise. The international food giant didn't consult with them before deciding to move some production to New Zealand. Heinz is scaling back factories in Brisbane and Wagga and shutting down a factory in the small central Victorian town of Gurgarry over 12 months, in all slashing 344 jobs. Heinz Australia Chief Executive Officer Nigel Comer.
We're calling it a consolidation because a lot of the capability exists on both sides of the Tasman, and it makes sense to combine the volumes in one manufacturing facility.
Why not consolidate and expand in Australia rather than New Zealand?
Well, if you take Gurgarry as an example, it's a small standalone site which, as a consequence, has a high cost structure, a high fixed cost structure. And if you can consolidate volumes into an existing facility, then you don't need to replicate those fixed costs. Although this decision is difficult, as you can understand, I'm confident that in terms of getting us the necessary competitiveness moving forward, it's the right thing to do.
It's part of an international rationalisation of resources. Globally, Heinz will cut 1,000 jobs. As part of the restructure, the company will invest around $25 million to upgrade facilities in Brisbane and in Echuca in central Victoria, as well as offer redundancies, counselling and job search packages. Nathan Jackson will be in line for such measures. He's been at the Heinz tomato processing plant in Gurgarry for almost 15 years. The 33-year-old says there aren't many job options in the area and he has no idea what to do once the factory shuts down.
We're just going to be putting resumes in and see where we can find some jobs, I suppose, yeah. No matter how big or small.
Gurgarry is a town of 185 residents. It's experienced a remarkable revival over the last few years with help from the employment the Heinz plant has brought. Nathan Jackson again.
It's sort of scary to think what the town's going to go like now with the factory gone. I'm just thinking it might be more of a ghost town.
What's happening across from Australia and New Zealand, it's just a small segment or symbol of what's going on a global basis.
That's Professor Danny Sampson, Professor of Management at Melbourne University. He's been visiting manufacturing companies similar to Heinz, and he says they're all facing the same global location issues, in part due to the high Australian dollar. But he says it's not necessarily the end of small factories.
So I just happen to have done a study in the last 12 months about a lot of businesses that are competing based on innovation. Small businesses, even in the textile industry, I found three very, very exciting small businesses in Australia in specialty textile areas. So there's an example of an answer as to how you can be in a niche where big companies can't go and you can support that niche through outstanding innovativeness.
And small towns like Gurgarry might have to depend on businesses like that then?
Absolutely, yeah. And it can be done, but it needs, you know, it needs strategy, it needs great leadership, it needs cleverness, and there are answers to those sorts of things, yes.
That thought doesn't help Nathan Jackson right now. He and his wife still have to provide for a 22-month-old son.
It's going to be hard because I'll be looking at him thinking that I've let him down, but it's, you know, powers to be. It's not something that I've done, but yeah, something a bit higher than what I can control.
Factory worker Nathan Jackson, ending that report by Mary Geerin.